Secretary Kerry says he's in Tunisia to show Washington support for this young democracy.
We are providing additional assistance, and we are engaging in a strategic dialogue. And those are important announcements. And we thought it was important to come and make those and to congratulate the people of Tunisia for this constitution that has been created.
As the birthplace of the so-called Arab Spring uprisings, Tunisia remains a powerful symbol, says Oxford University researcher Monica Marks in an interview on Skype.
Tunisia is the country in the region that has the greatest chance of succeeding with its revolution. And if it fails, it's going to be very difficult for democratically minded reformers and revolutionary thinkers to stay inspired, to keep up the hope. Because if we look elsewhere in the region, in Egypt, in Syria, in Libya, the situation ranges from dire to depressing.
Tunisia's new constitution is the product of crisis negotiations between Islamists and more secular parties. But opposition politician Nadia Shaban says it discriminates against women and non-Muslims.
If they want to form a religious state, they should make that clear, and then we would know how to react. But they can't say that they support the idea of forming a civil state and at the same time try to dig in here and there in order to include things that violate the formation of a civil state.
The country is also facing considerable economic challenges, with politicians under pressure to show they're improving people's lives.
They're seeing that the cost of food is higher relative to income than it was before the revolution, believing that the revolution was a good thing, believing that democracy brings positive change, becomes harder. And as wonderful as the passage of the Constitution recently was, for this revolution to be sustainable, your average Tunisian needs to feel difference.
Prime Minister Mehdi Jomah says that makes the stability of a new constitution all the more important.
Our success needs the return of security and the restoration of investor confidence to support economic development. This is what can help the Tunisian people realize their expectations.
U.S. officials say they'll continue to support Tunisia's democratic trajectory as it moves toward the formation of electoral laws to govern presidential and parliamentary elections expected later this year. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Tunis.